This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The Israeli military said Tuesday its forces rescued an Israeli hostage in southern Gaza after a complex operation. Military spokesman Daniel Haggerty said 52-year-old Kaid Farhan al-Kaidi, a Muslim Israeli citizen from Rahat, was rescued from an underground tunnel following accurate intelligence. He would not give extensive details of the operation. Al-Kaidi was working as a guard at a warehouse on Kibbutz Megan in southern Israel when he was abducted by militants October 7th. The Israeli Defense Forces said Al-Kaidi was in stable medical condition and was transferred to Soroka Medical Center to be checked over. Medical Center CEO Shalomi Kaddish spoke to reporters about how the patient was doing.
He underwent initial evaluation in our emergency department. He appears to be in general good condition, but will require another day or two of medical tests to make sure he is still okay. We are ecstatic with his family. Watching him unite with his children, his brothers, was a heartwarming moment for all of us.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Tuesday that his military has already deployed Western-supplied F-16 fighter jets to great effect, downing drones and missiles that Russia's fired in recent attacks. Zelensky announced earlier this month that Ukraine had received the first batch of the fighter jets promised by Western countries, and speaking at a news conference in Kyiv Tuesday, said they are working well, and he'd like more.
Nobody talked about it, but we destroyed already in this huge attack of Russians. We destroyed already some missiles and drones using the F-16. I will not share how many, but we did it thanks to partners that they gave us F-16s, provided to us. But again, it's not enough.
Zelensky also said Tuesday the war with Russia would eventually end in dialogue, but that Kyiv had to be in a strong position, that he would present a plan to U.S. President Joe Biden and his two potential successors. This is VOA News. A Taliban-controlled state broadcaster in Afghanistan silenced a female journalist and her image during a live media event Tuesday, apparently in compliance with the radical ruler's recently enacted morality law that bans women from speaking or showing their faces in public. At the Interior Ministry news conference, all the voices and images of male reporters were aired without interruption. But when a female journalist from a local news channel started to ask a question, the broadcast went silent. It resumed when she stopped talking. Early this month, Afghanistan's Taliban rulers issued the country's first set of laws to ostensibly prevent vice and promote virtue. They include a requirement for women to conceal their faces, bodies, and voices outside the home. At a news conference Tuesday, UN Human Rights Office spokeswoman Rafina Ramdasani condemned the law and called for it to be repealed immediately.
The newly adopted law on the promotion of virtue and the prevention of vice by the de facto authorities in Afghanistan cements policies that completely erase women's presence in public, silencing their voices and depriving them of their individual autonomy, effectively attempting to render them into faceless, voiceless shadows. This is utterly intolerable.
A new report shows U.S. A group has claimed responsibility for a deadly attack in Pakistan's Baluchistan province Sunday. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A separatist group has claimed responsibility for the deadliest day in recent history in Pakistan's Balochistan and warned that even more intense and widespread attacks are coming. Pakistan's prime minister has declared that there will be no peace talks with the Balochistan Liberation Army insurgents, who also have targeted Chinese-funded projects there. The attacks indicate that the BLA, which has targeted security forces for years in small-scale attacks and is allied with the Pakistani Taliban, is now much more organized. But the Interior Minister says there's no need for a large-scale operation against them. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A new report shows U.S. consumer confidence has gone up. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The Conference Board says its consumer confidence index rose nearly a point and a half this month from July. Consumer spending accounts for nearly 70% of U.S. economic activity and is closely watched for signs of how consumers are feeling. They were not feeling as good much of the past 2 years amid high inflation and higher borrowing costs. But PNC Financial Services Group Chief Economist Gus Fauché says the Federal Reserve seems ready to offer relief.
Consumers expect that interest rates will move lower.
Fed officials strongly suggest they will drop the benchmark rate next month from a 23-year high. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.